A shared focus for the future of Kentucky's flagship university, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. This past weekend, UK's Board of Trustees held their annual retreat. The discussions were intended to establish priorities and create that sense of shared focus that I mentioned here at the University of Kentucky. Here to brief us on the discussions that were held last weekend is UK President Eli Capilouto. Welcome back to UK Perspectives.
Thank you, Tom. It's always wonderful to be here.
What were your goals for the annual board retreat, and were they accomplished?
I'd like to say they were our goals. After a conversation with our trustees and other constituents, we had three. First, to acknowledge our work over the last 2 years in extending a nearly 150-year-old mission to our students, faculty, staff, and the communities we serve. We've made progress. We've invested in our core across the campus, opening Central Halls 1 and 2, there are 4,000 additional beds under construction. We broke ground for the Gatton College of Business, and that's going to be an incredible expansion and renovation. Planning is underway for our Academic Science Building and Commonwealth Stadium. They should start within the year. And increasingly, we have good indicators that show we're the first choice for the best and brightest. For the last 2 years, we've had the largest, most diverse, and best prepared classes. In the last 2 years alone, we've welcomed 176 National Merit Scholars in the last freshman classes. I think when the numbers come in later in the year, that'll put us in the top tiers for public universities. We invested in our people, a merit raise for our dedicated UK family, the largest one in 21 years. The second goal was to extend this momentum and seek the guidance and expertise of our board to help us chart a course for the next 6 years. We shared the early dimensions of our strategic plan, the framework for a campus-wide planning process, and some preliminary outcomes to measure progress on that process. We also presented the guiding principles for our master plan, which will help the campus make decisions on its short-term and long-term growth priorities. The third goal is we illustrated to our board what I'd like to say is the context in which we plan. The world of higher education is changing dramatically and will continue to change in the foreseeable future. We engaged expertise from the Education Advisory Board to illustrate the trends and opportunities in higher ed. I think our trustees were deeply appreciative and gained a better understanding of the realities we face.
You mentioned UK's strategic plan, and the Board of Trustees strongly endorsed a set of guiding principles for that plan. So what were those principles?
These principles are broad themes, include first, create a vibrant undergraduate learning community. Second, advance a high-quality graduate and professional education portfolio. Third, always a part of our mission, cultivate a robust environment that supports research and creative work. Fourth, develop a strong and sustainable UK infrastructure. And our final two are just as important. Five, create a positive work environment for our faculty and staff, our most precious resource. And six, in the spirit and tradition of our land-grant history, have a meaningful impact on the Commonwealth and community.
And another of the discussions had to do with the master plan here at UK, and there were also principles agreed upon there. So tell us about those.
Sure. We wanted our plan to have flexibility as we implement it, so we have grand ideas so that we can make adjustments when we need to. We wanted to adopt these principles that will guide us. The first relates to our core mission, our academic environment. We're going to create a 21st century learning environment that supports the needs of today's students and those of the future. Our campus life, another principle. We've got to enhance the student experience inside and outside of the classroom. Community. Forging partnerships that strengthen neighborhoods and downtown, further connect us and respect the people who live and work nearby. Next, growth. To establish a long-term plan for growth that's consistent with our mission. Mobility. Facilitating safer and more efficient mobility. We've got to move people quickly across our campus through reliable means. Next, landscape structure, establishing legible open space and landscaping that improves campus quality and further links us together as a community. And finally, sustainability. Integrating sustainability in every aspect of our planning and the implementation of that plan.
A very grand plan indeed, and I think one that's going to really transform this campus from the drawings and the discussions that I've heard. Now, of course, in the short term, a lot of people are concerned about what this means for me, and I know I hear people talking about this, so I will ask, does this mean you're going to close Rose Street?
Well, you know, we engaged Sasaki Associates, who worked closely with a local firm, to develop this master plan. And like previous plans, I think there's a strong suggestion to close Rose Street. It bisects our campus and presents challenges for pedestrian, bicycle, and motor traffic. The master plan has two possible solutions for Rose Street. The first would close Rose Street between Columbia Avenue and Hugolet Drive, creating a pedestrian corridor in the core of our campus. It would then become a place where students and faculty converse and interact regularly, where students can meet and gather between classes and in study groups. We had a student from the College of Design about a year ago, when she heard about our master plan, sent me a very creative video where she had suggested the same and created what she called a series of front porches for the university where people would gather. So it's in that spirit. The second option for Rose Street is what Sasaki calls traffic calming. These measures, through landscape design, changes in our pavement, dedicated lanes for mass transit, and retractable pylons that can limit the amount of traffic traveling down Rose, would calm that traffic, make it more efficient to get through if you are in an automobile, safer and easy to navigate if you're on a bicycle or on foot. And, of course, since Rose Street is a city street, we'd have to discuss all these opportunities with the mayor and Lexington-Fayette County government.
You recently traveled across the state, and you also visited neighboring states. What did you learn from those travels?
Thanks for asking about this. It's very meaningful for me to take these trips. Just in the past couple of weeks, I traveled nearly 1,900 miles. I was in Owensboro, Elizabethtown, Cincinnati, Maysville, Ashland, Pikeville, Inez, Corbin, Somerset, Richmond, and some others along the way. I talked to more than 100 guidance counselors, 2,000 high school students, hundreds of alumni, several legislators, and being in their offices and their districts helps you better appreciate their perspective. And I talked with newspapers, their editorial boards, and other supporters. All this to me underscores an important and irrefutable fact. That is, unlike any other institution, our campus is the Commonwealth. And it stretches far beyond the geographic parameters here in Lexington. We educate students, we conduct research, we serve families, and care for those in need of sophisticated care in every corner of this state. And service is part of our character. It's our DNA.
With six guiding principles that you mentioned for the strategic plan, another seven for the master plan, I had to wonder, as I read your email this past weekend, where do you start? What's the first thing that you put on your to-do list following the retreat?
Great question. So many of these are principles that will guide the development of the plan. But the plans are only as meaningful as the people who implement them and who believe in their relevance as a reflection of UK's values. Provost Reardon is leading our strategic planning effort in the partnership year for our new financial model of accountability, something we've been working on for the past year and a half. The master plan, as a set of guiding principles, helps us in our capital priorities, and every opportunity we have, we implement portions of it, creating green space most recently when we had opportunity. We must continue to have conversations with our students, faculty, staff, our external constituents, and our board. So although we're planning, and it's important to our success, we're also doing, relying on the feedback of our UK family. And that's going to continue to be a part of this process, listening closely to great ideas that people share with us to make this an even more remarkable place.
Well, it's good to hear about the importance of, in your mind and the trustees, of green space and also that ability of the master plan to facilitate conversation across campus, because I think that's, in my mind, something that's unique among universities in the United States, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that play out over the next few years.
We are too. We think there are going to be 100 thriving residential campuses infused with technology in this country in the next 10 to 20 years, and UK has got to be one of them.
Well, thank you very much. Our guest has been Dr. Eli Capilluto, president of the University of Kentucky. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.